com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Carrie Grawl. This season marks a new chapter for Organic Pilates, a rebirth of sorts in a new, larger downtown space. Alongside it, we want to introduce you to Harmony, a lifestyle boutique created as a natural extension of how we move and live with intention. We want to invite you in. Harmony and Organic Pilates, now open in downtown Reading. We're located at 1264 California Street in between Curated and Theory Coffee. We can't wait to see you.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ready? Online marketing. Winning online.
When you search for your business on Google, where do you show up? Page 2? Page 3? Nowhere at all? Meanwhile, your competitors are getting those calls. You need Reading Online Marketing. Since 2010, Reading Online Marketing has been helping local businesses rank on Google, get found by customers, and win online. Need a website? We build it. Need digital ads that actually work? We manage them. Want to rank higher on Google and grow your social media? We handle it all. Here's the big difference. We know the Reading market. We know exactly what it takes to outrank your competition and get you found first. We'll show you where you stand and what it'll take to win. ReadingOnlineMarketing.com or call 530-378-4060 for your free evaluation.
Reading Online Marketing. Winning online.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra's Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
The Reading Rodeo is back. Buck and by the river, May 13th through the 16th. Tickets are on sale now, exclusively at ReadingRodeo.com. 4 nights of heart-racing rodeo action, family entertainment, and unforgettable thrills with special theme nights each evening. Thanks to our amazing sponsors. Sierra Pacific Industries, Littleton Whiskey, Block Beverage, SNL Group, and Reading Rancheria. Don't miss it. The Reading Rodeo, May 13th through the 16th. Visit ReadingRodeo.com.
He said, but we're not going to run on that, and we're not going to talk about it. We're just going to do it. He said, and I quote, don't run on it, don't talk about it, just do it. Take a moment with that. Breathe those words in. That's not politics. That's not even hardball politics. That is a blueprint for a constitutional coup executed behind a campaign deliberately designed to prevent the American people from weighing in on that plan. The deception that Carville talks about is not a side effect of the plan. The deception is the plan. So here's my question. And it's the question I can't get out of my head. Why aren't Republicans screaming this from every rooftop in the country. Why am I the only one talking about this? Now, I have to confess, I don't listen to talk radio. You're like, what? No, I don't. And there's a reason why I don't. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I listened to Rush Limbaugh from the very first day he went on air. And I would, if I was at work or something and on a lunch break, and I'd listen to Rush for that, for 1 hour was on my lunch break. I wasn't a Rush baby because obviously I was an adult. But what I understood when I became a talk show host was that if you listen to other talk shows, just as you do as a consumer of what we call talk radio, you are influenced by what you hear. So I try not to be influenced by anything that I hear anywhere. I want to make up my own mind based on my own research, based on my own conduct, based on my own experiences, and not that of someone else. So when I say I don't think anybody else is talking about this, maybe they have and I haven't heard it. But I will say, in terms of all of the different websites, social media, everywhere that I go for all of my show prep, I just don't see conservatives or Republicans talking about this. And the question about why are not Republicans screaming this from every rooftop in the country, that question leads me somewhere that is truthfully kind of uncomfortable. Let's build the case against the Republicans first, specifically against John Thune. Because before we talk about what the Democrats intend to do, we really ought to talk about who's holding the door open for them. Who's standing there like some doorman on the Upper East Side in Manhattan holding the door for every, you know, woo-too, muckety-muck walks through the door. One article I studied lays out 9 pillars of what it calls, and I think accurately, a color revolution. Puerto Rico and D.C. statehood. That equals 4 new Senate seats and probably 5 new House seats. And what? If you understand the demographics of Puerto Rico and D.C., that means 4 new Democrat Senate seats and 5 new Democrat House seats. All Democrats. Court packing to 13 justices, locking in an 8-5 progressive supermajority for generations. Abolition of the Electoral College, meaning a Democrat presidential candidate never has to win Michigan or Pennsylvania or Wisconsin or Colorado ever again. Mass amnesty for, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 million people? All creating. As the Federation of Americans for Immigration Reform, FAIR, as FAIR has documented, a permanent client electorate whose political interests are structurally welded to the Democrat Party that granted them that status in the first place. And then a wealth tax. The Tax Foundation says that would reduce our country's gross domestic product to European levels. And the cherry on the top, you would get international criminal court referrals of American cabinet officers referred to The Hague. And they would go after them for, you know, human rights violations. Everything I just listed, we already know and we've already heard Democrats like Zofran Mandami, the mayor of New York, or Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or Bernie Sanders, or maybe somebody in your congressional delegation, already kind of hinting at these things. Wealth taxes, amnesty, statehood, packing the court, these are nothing new. It's nothing new. Each one of these things that I've listed is a generational political fight on its own. But you take them together. If you put them all in the same bucket, that's not a platform. That's a one-party state assembled in 2 congressional terms behind a campaign that I believe will run on the price of eggs. It's going to run on the cost of living. So now my question is this, because I said I wouldn't talk about John Thune. Here's where John Thune enters the picture. Senate Republicans currently hold a majority. The vice president breaks ties. That majority right now in the U.S. Senate is the only firewall standing between the current moment and that James Carville Al Hunt timeline that I just described to you. It has to hold through November 2026. It has to hold through January 2029. And I've got one simple question before the break. What has Senate Majority Leader John Thune done with that majority that I just told you about? What? I want you to think about that. What have they done? I'll be right back.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Thinking about starting your GLP-1 journey? Go to orderlymeds.com/radio. Get access to proven GLP-1 medications, licensed providers, and a plan built for real life. All online. No guesswork, no wasted time. Just real people, real answers, real momentum, and support that actually lasts. Join thousands already seeing results. Start now at orderlymeds.com/radio. Orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary. Not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
Welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Do me a favor and go follow me on social media. On X, Facebook, and Instagram, they're all essentially the same thing, at Michael D. Brown. I'm most active over on X, formerly Twitter. That's at Michael D. Brown. The other, Facebook and Instagram, are also at Michael D. Brown, but it's michael.d.brown, but you'll find them. And I have a lot of fun on X. I think you would enjoy it. So go follow me on X, at Michael D. Brown. So I'm talking about this confession that James Carville and Al Hunt made on their podcast about what their plan is for post-midterms, which is basically to turn us into a European socialist state. And I believe them. There's no doubt in my mind that this is what they're going to do. So enter John Thune, the Senate Majority Leader. Because as I said before the break, we currently hold a majority in the Senate. Of course, we hold the majority in the House, too. It's marginal, but we hold the majority. If Republicans really cared about the country, they would do the following things. And it's got to be done, or otherwise, Carville and Hunt will surreptitiously, quietly, make sure that the Democrats elect people who believe in this agenda. And if you don't think they're out there, just look at the current makeup of the Democrat Party. It is so far to the left that it truly is, as I said on my local program, there was a time when I think calling the Democrats a Marxist organization would have been a little hyperbole, a little over the top. Today, I think it's absolutely reasonable to call the Democrats predominantly Marxist. And that's what they want to implement. This is the culmination of the entire progressive movement going back to Woodrow Wilson. And there's one man, well, really two, but the primary one is John Thune. The other one is Speaker Mike Johnston. So I want to ask you, what has Thune done with that majority? Well, if I were in a courtroom, I'd offer you Exhibit A, the SAVE Act. That bill would require proof of citizenship to register to vote in a federal election. It is the single most direct legislative response to the amnesty to electorate pipeline that Carville is counting on. All of those amnesty for all of those illegal aliens. I don't know what the number is. I don't care what the number is. It's 20, 30, 40, 50 million people. The SAVE Act bill would require proof of citizenship to register to vote in federal elections. Do it now before they take over the apparatus of the legislative branch and suddenly give amnesty to everyone. Carville's pipeline is in place. Now, Thune has refused to force a talking filibuster. He's refused to adjust the cloture rule that stops debate to allow a simple majority vote. The bill sits. The pipeline that Carville and Hunt have put in place, it's already flowing. Now, it's bullcrap flowing through it. It's manure flowing through that pipeline, but baby, it's flowing. That's Exhibit A. Exhibit B, the Department of Homeland Security, my old stomping grounds. Now, let's set aside for a moment anything that you've heard me ever say, good or bad, about the Department of Homeland Security. All right? Instead, recognize that right now there is a Department of Homeland Security funding standoff. For more than 50 days now, Senate Democrats held Border Patrol agents hostage. They were at one point working without pay. While Chuck Schumer, the Senate Minority Leader, bragged publicly about his caucus standing united, no wavering, no backing down. What'd Thune do? They went on vacation. Remember Easter? Not so long ago? They took a 2-week vacation for Easter. I think, don't hold me to this, but I think next week they're going on another vacation. He scheduled Senate vacation. He didn't force Democrats to hold the floor. He didn't make them defend defunding ICE on national television. Instead, Trump stepped in, And Trump, to his credit, said to Russ Vogt, his office director of office management and budget, and to Mark Wayne Mullen, the new Secretary of Homeland Security, move money around. Figure out how to keep paying TSA and everybody else. But you understand that DHS has groups of people that have not been paid for 50 days. And Mark Wayne Mullen has said on television publicly this week that they've got maybe 2 weeks of payroll left. And then nobody's going to get paid. Nobody. They don't have any more maneuvering room. They don't have any, they're playing the limbo so low, they can't go any lower. They've limboed out. And Thune? What's happening? Senator Thune, what's happening? That's Exhibit B. Let's get to Exhibit C. Presidential appointments. I'm broadcasting live on Saturday, April 25, 2026. Wow. Trump's been in office, what, a year and a half now? And do you know that approximately 150 of Trump's executive and judicial nominees are currently in limbo? And it's not because Democrats blocked them in a floor vote. It's because a Republican senator is physically gaveling in what's called a pro forma session every 72 hours, doing it on John Thune's orders, so that, and done and designed to specifically prevent the United States Senate from ever being in recess, which specifically blocks the president's constitutional recess appointment power. So Trump can't do what are called recess appointments. There are more than 150 nominations sitting on Thune's desk that he, Trump, could appoint in a recess appointment, but John Thune is blocking those. He refuses to let the Senate go in recess. Think about that. A Republican, maybe I should put that in air quotes, a Republican Senate majority leader is using Senate procedure to obstruct a Republican president's constitutional authority. That is not tradition, John Thune. That is sabotage, dressed up in parliamentary clothing. Do you get the idea that maybe I despise John Thune? I really do. I can't believe that. If you don't hear anything else, these appointments. A president needs, if you're concerned about the deep state, the administrative state, the only way to infiltrate the administrative deep state is to have presidential appointments. And there are more than 150 of them sitting there that Trump can't appoint in a recess appointment because of John Thune. It's despicable. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Christine. My husband, Ryan, was a healthy 34-year-old, and 3 months later, he was gone. Thankfully, he had life insurance. Ethos made it so easy. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. 100% online, no medical exam. Life insurance didn't take away the loss, but it did give us the space to just grieve.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. ethos.com/save.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
You're great at protecting your data, but lots of places could still expose you to identity theft.
I thought I was safe.
If that happens, LifeLock gives you a U.S.-based restoration agent who will stick by your side from start to finish. Phone calls, filing documentation, preparing insurance claims, your agent handles it all. In fact, we're so confident restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Isn't it nice to have someone like that on your side? Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Hey, Chili, why are you so excited?
Yeah, our biggest deal of the year is rocking.
Kelvin, you don't seem as excited. What's up?
I guess all good things have to come to an end. And that cost ends April 30th. So that's kind of tough.
It's okay, Kelvin. We can always help people.
Well, yes, but it's just this at cost program is one good deal. And I love helping people get more out of their money, like the old days.
Kelvin, did they even have AC when you were my age? Sorry about that.
Anyway, here's to hoping we can help as many people as possible before April 30th.
At-cost pricing, only from Redding Heating and Air. This month only through April 30th. Visit reddingheatingair.com. Old-fashioned service. Modern day solutions.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at reddingbarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at reddingbarbecue.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Diamond Crown Classic. Created over a century ago, and to this day, it remains one of J.C. Newman's finest examples of what a cigar should be. Dominican binder, creamy Connecticut wrapper, and a selection of five different fillers from the Caribbean to Central America. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, they got the money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit plumasbank.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Leave a 5-star review and a comment if you'd like to on whatever podcast app you use. Doesn't make any difference. And then once you hit that subscribe button, that will download all 5 days of the weekday program in addition to the weekend program. So you get all of the broadcast hours of Michael Brown. So you get it all. We're talking about this confession, as I like to call it, by James Carville and Al Hunt on their podcast about how all the things they want to do, assuming that they win the midterm elections, which historically, they have a better than 50-50 chance of pulling it off. Now, I think Trump can turn that around, but a lot of things have to fall in place for that to occur. But every progressive idea that we fear and know the Democrats want to accomplish, Carville and Hunt are out there saying this is exactly what we'll do, but we'll never campaign on that. We will campaign on issues like affordability and the price of eggs and the price of bread and the price of gas, but once we get elected on those issues, we'll turn to our progressive side, our Marxist side, and we'll turn D.C. and Puerto Rico into a state. We'll grant amnesty. We'll pack the Supreme Court. We'll do everything. They'll get rid of the Philly. You know, let's say they win the Senate by one vote, 51-49. You don't think they've already proven they will get rid of the filibuster and they'll just pass everything with a majority vote? Wow. Because they stick together. So we've gone through three different things so far. The SAVE Act, the DHS funding standoff, and presidential appointments. So we got Exhibit A, B, and C out of the way. Let's go to Exhibit D, retirements. The Brookings Institute reports that the 119th Congress is producing the highest number of retirements in more than 30 years. 36 House Republicans are stepping down versus 22 Democrats. That breaks the single-party retirement record set back in 2018, the cycle that produced Nancy Pelosi's 40-seat wave. The base sees a party that won't fight. And when the base sees a party that won't fight, the base stays home. I'm not one of those. I never give up. Never, 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 never. Just keep going. Keep pushing. That's one thing I've learned in my life. Just keep pushing. But you're not me. And you may have given up. I understand that. Don't like it, but I understand it. And when you see a party that doesn't fight for the things that they told you they'd fight for, just like Trump's judicial nominations, Trump wins the election. The presidential election wins it by a very good margin. I know he calls it a landslide, but if you want to see a landslide, go look at Lyndon Johnson. Yeah. If Thune won't fight for these things, I understand people saying, oh, this stupid uniparty, I'm just not going to participate. I understand it. I don't like it. But here's where I move from frustration to something darker. You didn't think I could get darker? I want to give Thune the benefit of the doubt. I really would like to. Maybe he is an institutionalist who believes that breaking Senate rules, even for good reasons, creates precedents that Democrats will weaponize later. That is a coherent argument. I disagree with it, but I understand it. But here's my problem with that defense. Listen, the Democrats have already told you they don't share his commitment to institutional norms. Carville didn't say we'll work within the system. Carville said, don't run on it. Don't talk about it. We'll just do it. There is no reciprocal institutionalism here. Thune is playing by the Marquis of Queensberry rules in a street fight where the other side has already announced that they brought a pipe wrench. That's what they've done. They brought a 9-iron. So I've got to ask, and I think you deserve to hear me ask this out loud. Is John Thune's institutionalism genuine, or is his institutionalism convenient? Because the practical effect of John Thune's conduct, not his stated intentions, throw those out the window, his actual conduct, the practical effect of his conduct is indistinguishable from deliberate obstruction of the very agenda that the Republican majority was elected to advance. You don't believe me? Well, the SAVE Act hasn't passed. ICE is still under attack. 150 nominees sit in purgatory. Democrats don't have to hold the Senate floor and defend their positions on camera. And Carville's 40-plus seat prediction for 2026 gets fed every single week by conservative demoralization that John Thune and Speaker Johnson are manufacturing by doing nothing. I'm torn in my notes. Here's where I want to throw something out, and I'm not going to say which one I believe. I want you to think about it on your own. Is John Thune being a saboteur? Is he? If I am ready to say this, if John Thune was being a deliberate saboteur, he would be doing exactly what he is doing now. But I leave it up to you. Make your own decision. Is he sabotaging the president? Is he sabotaging conservatism? Is he sabotaging what we all voted for in 2026? I don't know. I know what I think. What do you think? Now, let me anticipate a counter-argument, because I know you're going to hear it. You're going to hear people say, well, Michael, you're being unfair. Thune has a very slim majority. He's trying to manage that slim majority. He can't afford defections. He's playing the long game. All right, let me engage that argument seriously. Tell me first, what is the long game? The long game in which the SAVE Act never passes, or the long game where non-citizen voter registration pipelines expand into the 2026 electorate, or the long game in which 150 judicial and executive nominees are not confirmed, so federal agencies and courts remain staffed by Biden-era holdovers? The long game in which Republicans lose the House in 2026? Because the base concluded the majority wasn't being used? And then the Senate firewall is the only thing standing between January 29 and the Carville Hunt color revolution? That is not a long game. That's a slow, methodical walk toward the same endpoint, the same destination, destruction. Destruction by Democrat progressivism, Democrat Marxism. As soon as I thought through all of that, trying to be rational, James Carville and Al Hunt told us in public, on tape, what comes next. 13 U.S. Supreme Court justices, 52 states. My joke about quoting Obama all the time about 57 states, I'll have to stop that, because we'll have 52 states. We won't have an electoral college. We'll have 30 million, 40 million, 50 million amnesties, seizure of wealth, International Criminal Court referrals of American cabinet officers to The Hague, and a campaign strategy built entirely on concealing every word of it from the voters until the votes get counted and the gavels come down. The answer to that, the only answer, is a Republican Senate majority that is still standing in January 2029. 50 senators plus J.D. Vance. That's the entire ballgame right there. And the one man most responsible for whether that firewall holds is John Thune. Three things. The SAVE Act. Force the floor vote by talking filibuster, or change the rule. As I said on my local program, okay, don't nuke the filibuster if that's your concern, Mr. Thune. Just do what Harry Reid did, and then do what Mitch McConnell did. Harry Reid said, oh, you know what, let's get rid of the filibuster for judicial nominations, for lower court nominations. And the Democrats did that. So they could pack all these lower courts with all these judges that are out there now issuing all these nationwide injunctions. And then Mitch McConnell comes in, as much as I dislike Mitch McConnell, Mitch McConnell said, okay, well, I'll take it one step further, and we'll eliminate the filibuster for Supreme Court justices. That gave Trump his opportunity. John Thune could do the same thing here. He could follow the Harry Reid and the Mitch McConnell standard and say, okay, well, we'll eliminate the filibuster solely for election integrity issues. You know, give it some broad term. And you can pass the SAVE Act. Force the floor vote. And if Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski don't want to vote for the SAVE Act, that's fine. Get it down to 50-50, and we'll have J.D. Vance come in. He'll break the tie vote, and we'll still get it done. This can and should be done. I'll be right back.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60 year old not so perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225 or biglou.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Redding Rancheria proudly invites you to the State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center, with doors opening at 11:30 and lunch at noon. Join us as we celebrate where we have been and explore where we are going as a tribe and community partner. Proceeds from this event benefit the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. The Redding Rancheria State of the Tribe Luncheon, Wednesday, May 20th at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and watch the State of the Tribe streaming live.
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. As I always like to do at the end of the program, I want to thank everybody for listening, streaming us during the week, downloading the podcast, engaging on the text line. Follow me on social media, X at Michael D. Brown, the others at Michael D. Brown on Facebook and Instagram. I appreciate everybody engaging with the program. And if you tell your friends, help us grow the program, send a note to the affiliate that you listen to and tell them thanks for carrying the program. All of those things go a long way in keeping this program on air. So if you can do that, it would be greatly appreciated. What is the long game? We're talking about John Thune and whether he's a saboteur or not. The long game would be one in which the SAVE Act never passes and all these non-citizens end up getting, you know, amnesty, which allows them to go register to vote because, you know, amnesty, you can go vote. SAVE Act would stop that. We have 150-plus judicial and executive nominees. You ever thought about the fact that we have a Republican president? Everyone, you know, bitches and moans and complains about the deep state, the administrative state. Trump has 150-plus judicial and executive branch nominees that I remember when you get nominated, and it's a presidential appointment with Senate confirmation. You go through all of this process. You fill out all of these forms. They review everything. The FBI conducts a full field background investigation. It's extensive. It's intrusive. It's about everything you can possibly imagine. So these 150 nominees have gone through this entire process. And their lives are now have now been put on hold. And at some point, all of the information that they've submitted becomes stale, and they have to go through it again. Those 150 nominations could be people that are working down in, say, as an assistant secretary somewhere. They could be actually implementing the president's agenda, but they're not. And sitting in that person's seat is a holdover from the Biden administration, because the president's not even allowed to do what are called recess appointments, to put them in there for a certain length of time, so they can at least help implement his agenda. That alone, yeah, I'll go ahead and confess, that alone tells me that John Thune is trying to sabotage the agenda. That's how despicable I have, the kind of attitude that I have toward Congress. When a Republican Senate majority leader will not even let the Senate go into recess so that the president, who is of the same party, has 150 nominations that he could declare as recess appointments. And remember, those are limited. They don't serve at the they still serve at the pleasure of the president, but it's for a limited amount of time. Instead, we have bureaucrats. We have people, we have civil servants. Or even worse, in some cases, we probably have Biden holdovers sitting there. Or we have some judicial seats around the country that could lighten the workload, could counter some of the actions of some of these Biden nominees that are issuing the nationwide injunctions. All of those things could be happening but for John Thune. So no, I don't think he's an institutionalist. I'll go ahead and I think he's an obstructionist. I sincerely do. And then when you think about where does that leave us? Well, James Carville and Al Hunt told us in public and on tape what's going to come next. It's that litany that I've told you about. I want to seal this in your brain. 52 states doesn't sound like a big deal until you realize, oh, that's four Democrat U.S. senators. That's at least five Democrat congressmen. No electoral college. That means that, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Colorado, no longer in play. Just done. That'll put a Democrat president in office for the rest of my life and probably for the life of my grandchildren. Wealth seizure, wealth taxes, it truly does turn us into this Democrat agenda has reached its pinnacle of progressivism. And it will turn us into a Marxist European socialist state. And there's one guy, one stupid man, blocking all of it. John Thune. Say his name. John Thune. The SAVE Act, force a floor vote. A talking filibuster, or change the filibuster. If you're unwilling to nuke the filibuster, just change the filibuster. Just require, majority votes for the SAVE Act alone. Democrats defunding non-citizen voter registration on national television for days on end. Full ICE and CBP funding. Same mechanism, same public exposure, and the pro forma blockade on recess appointments. End it. Adjourn the Senate. Let the president exercise his constitutional authority that the voters elected him to exercise. If Thune does even three of those things, Republicans will have a story to tell in November of this year. If John Thune does not do those things, if he doesn't, Carville won't need 40 seats. Thune will have handed them over in installments. Remember, Carville told us, don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it. The honest response is the exact inverse. Run on it. Talk about it. Make every Democrat on every ballot in every competitive district stand up in public and tell their constituents whether they support criminal referrals for Republican officials. Do they support 13 justices, 52 states, 25 million amnesties? The plan will only work in the dark. Thune just needs to turn on the lights. That's all. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see you next Saturday. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Help, Mother's Day's almost here and I have nothing for Mom.
Relax, sis. Just shop JTV. I already got Mom a gorgeous gold bracelet.
JTV, like jewelry television, isn't it?
Amazing? Yes. They have thousands of gift and jewelry ideas, and their prices are unreal.
Okay, but how unreal are we talking?
Right now, new customers get $20 off your purchase of $99 or more at JTV.com. Use code DEAL20 now.
Why didn't you tell me this sooner?
Because I'm the mean sister.
Thinking about starting your GLP-1 journey? Go to orderlymeds.com/radio. Get access to proven GLP-1 medications, licensed providers, and a plan built for real life. All online. No guesswork, no wasted time. Just real people, real answers, real momentum, and support that actually lasts. Join thousands already seeing results. Start now at orderlymeds.com/radio. Orderlymeds.com/radio. Individual results may vary. Not medical advice. Eligibility required. See site for details.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.